It's Tuesday, 27 December, and you're listening to the Geek News Central Podcast. Aloha, folks. Get ready. We've got a great post-Christmas show. Strap in. Here it comes.
Podcasting to the world from the islands where the tech winds blow. It's Geek News Central with Todd Cochran. Geek News Central, with the latest news from the podcasting universe and the world of tech. Oh, yeah. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Now, from Honolulu, Hawaii, Geek News Central with Todd Cochran. Sponsored by GoDaddy.com.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome. And welcome to the Geek News Central Podcast. I am Todd Cochran, your host. And hey, it is like post-Christmas. It is, everyone is recovering from the onslaught of all the food, Christmas presents, driving, dealing with family. You know how it is, right? And I'm sure most of you are on your way to work or you're still on vacation. I know a lot of you grabbed the show before you headed off on the 24th, because I was just absolutely slammed. We had some problems getting the last show up. I was actually to about 2:30 in the morning getting the last show online because of some posting problems. And wow, as soon as it hit, you guys were all over it. But hey, welcome. Welcome to the show. And for all of our long-term subscribers, thanks for being with us and being part of the family, being part of our Ohana here. And of course, if you're checking out the show for the very first time, if you've got a shiny new iPod, thanks for being subscribed. And of course, today, a special shout out to my daughter, Natalie, who's out in Florida. She has acquired herself a Gen 5 video iPod, and she is now subscribed via iTunes. So I know she is getting this show. So hello to her. And you can keep track of what's going on with Dad via the old podcast here. So, hey, everyone, how was your Christmas? I hope it was good. Mine was wonderful. I spent time over at my sister's place and then, of course, visited some of my wife's relatives here. We had a really, really, really nice time. And, of course, the kids, you know how they are. But you know what? They stayed up real late watching movies on the 24th. So I was thinking, you know, they got to bed, believe it or not, like 11:30. It was really late for them. And Christmas morning, I was fully expecting to get just pummeled about 5 a.m. And I was apparently slept through 6, 7, 8, and about 8:45, I finally awoke to the pitter-patter of some feet heading downstairs. I was like, yes, yes, I got to sleep into 9. I can't believe it. You know, that is unheard of. I mean, I'm going to do that again. Let them stay up, watch movies. It was great. Hey, if you're checking out the show for the very first time, make sure you get signed up for our newsletter. You can do that via the second column on the website. And of course, check out all of our archive podcasts via the podcast link. Hey, lots of interesting things. But you know what? Our $127 winner never replied to my email. So if you are out there and I have your email address that you told me via your call, you need to send me an email from that email account, that Hotmail account. And let me know what your PayPal is, because I can't send you no money until I get it. So that's still out there and outstanding. You know, I got a lot of feedback from you guys. Like, you guys got as much of a chuckle out of our winner as I did. So I do appreciate the feedback in the comments. Again, thanks to everyone for participating. But you know what was kind of odd is that, you know, Christmas Day, after the kids got done doing their thing, and before we left to go to my sister's place, I snuck upstairs, checked email. There was no email. There was a little bit of spam, but you can tell the net just dries up on Christmas. It really, really does. But hey, you know, it is as it was to be expected. Okay, for those of you that have been downloading the show via torrent, you will notice now on the site that the torrent redirects to Prodigem. And I've been using them. I've used them before. I'm going to start using them again just because the having the server-side seeding torrent on the website, there was a bunch of issues with that. And they've quit supporting it. And they're developing a new product. But I've got a redirect that's going on. So you can use the redirect and stay subscribed to the same RSS feed that you had. And it'll just redirect over there until I get a better solution in place. And I know a few of you had made comments that no more torrents. You've had issues with us. You've had issues with the slash dot torrent. Hey, we're sorry. It's just the medium is, you know, there needs to be a better way. It really, really does for podcasters to do torrents on there. You know, we thought we had it nailed, but the server move and everything else and trying to support that application was more headache than it was worth. But it is back up and running via a redirect, and we do have the actual new RSS location on the actual website. I don't recommend if you're subscribed that way to do it, but just keep the old one and keep on trucking. You'll be good. Okay, what else have I got? Hey, we did some changes over at podcasternews.com. Why don't you guys check that out? And I talked about it today in my five-minute podcast over there. If you guys want to listen to some things that we may have coming down the road, for podcasters, and this is directed toward those of you that have podcasts. And, you know, I think one of the big concerns is, and I've learned this over the last year dealing with my team over there at techpodcast.com and the people we're working with at Podcaster News, is that people's long format shows, they're, you know, they put a lot of love, blood, sweat, tears. You know, there's lots of passion that goes into building your shows, and I understand that. I got a lot of passion for this show, but I also know that many of you struggle. You really, really struggle hard to get your shows really launched, get them the exposure that they need, and you know it's really difficult to break out now. And I think that we have kind of come up with a solution to help people break their shows out a little bit. And I'm not going to go into a lot of the details because we haven't finalized everything yet. But I am going to say that the folks over at Raw Voice, people I work with over there, are going to be launching. We haven't come up with a name for it yet, but it's going to be kind of like a podcast aggregation network where podcasters are going to keep their branding, keep control. They're going to keep their RSS feed. They're not going to have to sign their life away and give up the rights to their show and have someone pay them a bunch of money for their show. And then they get some residuals while at the meantime you're locked in to podcasting for a company for 2 or 3 years. I don't think that's the way to go. And I've learned this by talking to a lot of podcasters and getting feedback. You all want to build your brands, and I think we have a solution to help you build your brand. We really do. And it's going to be kind of a cool thing. And we found the power of aggregating networks. We found the power of that over at Tech Podcasts, the group of people, us, you know, having essentially more buying power or more negotiating power. And I think you're going to find that true with what we're going to introduce at Raw Voice. And I think it will help you out. Now, have you heard about Raspberry? That's all I'm going to say. Raspberry. What's that, Todd? Raspberry? You'll find out soon. And also, we've gotten quite a bit of inquiries over there at Podcaster News for the engine that site's running on. And we're actually got that all packaged up, and we're going to be licensing that out to companies and organizations that want to have a turnkey podcasting solution. And those that have been allowed to see the back end of this thing have absolutely just been floored. You know, they almost fell on the floor because of what we build into it and how powerful it is, not only for the podcasters, but for the administration of everything. So it's, you know, it is a unique turnkey solution. But hey, enough on that. That sounds like I'm pitching Podcaster News. I'm sorry, but excited about the things going on over there and what's happening with the network and all the new shows that we're adding and all our great content producers. It's just blowing me away what's happening with the development over there. So, first of all, before we continue on and get into the hardcore music, or hardcore music, it's just not a music show, it's a tech show. Let's talk about saving you some money with Traffic Blazer. GoDaddy.com presents Traffic Blazer. Submit your business info to more than 200 search engines and directories and position your website for top rankings with Google and other leading search engines. with Traffic Blazer from number one domain register, GoDaddy.com, you'll get your share of internet business. Plus, as a Geek News Central listener, enter the code Todd, T-O-D-D, when you check out and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Also, on January 7th, and here's your calendars, get your calendars out, mark it down, January 7th, we're having our next live roundtable over at TechPodcast.com, hosted by GoToMeeting. Hey folks, you've got to check out GoToMeeting. Why? Because you can hold meetings right over the net from anywhere. Plus, you can hold all the meetings you want for one flat rate. Try it free for 30 days. No, you don't need a credit card to get started. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/tech-roundtable. That's GoToMeeting.com/tech-roundtable to get your free trial now. Okay, let me go over one thing too. As I've got my development team working, Tech Podcast is about to get radically transformed. The whole website is going through a complete revamp. I have a great team working. They're programming. I found some people. I'm really, really excited about what we're going to introduce shortly after the new year. Hopefully they have all this stuff done. I'm getting ready to submit the preliminary stuff to the team to let them take a look at the design. I'm excited. I really, really am, and looking forward to the relaunch of that site. It's going to kind of be like a Tech Podcast 2.0, but it's going to be really, really user-friendly, and the sites over there are really going to get some major exposure in a big way, in a network sort of way. So we're looking forward to relaunching that site. Okay, I've got, hey, you Mac folks. You really need to listen to this show. I have two articles tonight for you guys that just is going to affect you, okay? And keep the flame mail away, okay? I'm not the originator of this, but you got some vulnerability issues with your Macs, okay? And this is also one of these vulnerabilities is for Windows users too, okay? So let's see if I can find the link here. I got this sent by one of the listeners of the show. He said, hey, have you seen this? Check this out. And what it is Macs and PCs are highly vulnerable to an iTunes and QuickTime movie vulnerability. And essentially what it is if it's in, the vulnerability can be built into a .mov file that if it's played on a Windows or a Mac, can cause a trigger a denial of service attack that can may lead to a malicious code execution. So if you're just out there randomly checking out videos on the net, and it's if you're do that hover over the link first and make sure that what you're clicking is not a .mov. If it is, make sure it's a source that you can trust, because this is serious, folks. It was on the it's an eWeek article. They wrote it up. I believe it was on the 24th is when I saw the link to this. So I'll get this linked up to it in the show notes, you guys. And if you've been reading a blog, you've already caught wind of this. And I've got one other big surprise tonight. I was dealing with Max. Okay, now, I didn't want to talk about these guys again, but I have to. Did you guys hear that Sony is still selling XCP disk in their stores? And so I have dubbed them Bad Company of the Year. You know, they really, really have won the ultimate award for Bad Company of the Year. And here's something that's kind of unique. Did you realize that Sony is a four-letter word? Did you also realize that RIAA is a four-letter word? Did you realize that MPAA is a four-letter word? Is there something in common here with companies that have four-letter words? Let me see here. No, I'm fine there. I'm fine. I guess none of my companies have a four-letter word, but what is up with this? This guy was cruising a store, and he found some of these CDs in there, and the manager was incredulous, saying, oh, no, they're allowed to be sold. It was a voluntary recall where it wasn't. It wasn't a voluntary recall. It was a mandatory recall by Sony. But be careful, folks. If you're buying CDs out there, look at the label, figure out who's the manufacturer. Make sure you're not getting stuck with one of these a Sony disc with XCP on it that's going to basically destroy your life when it comes to running to your PC, okay? Okay, what another listing do I have here? Oh, here we go. There was a Visa security breach apparently on the 23rd. So Visa USA has acknowledged Saturday that a U.S. merchant may have experienced a data security breach that compromised credit card information. So if you get a notice from Visa, don't be surprised. Don't quite know who the merchant was. They haven't said. But apparently customers and banks are already being notified, and actually customers are being reissued credit cards. Being reissued credit cards. That must have been horrendous. Now, here's a little tidbit tonight that I caught this just before, I was going through all my feeds. How many of you are going to PodcasterCon? How many of you know that PodcasterCon is supposed to be an on-conference where there is no commercial pitching allowed? So in other words, if I go to PodcasterCon, I'm not allowed to go into there and pitch Raw Voice. I'm not allowed to pitch Podcaster News. I'm not allowed to pitch Tech Podcast. And no pitching allowed, okay? No service pitching whatsoever. But apparently, and I found out who the sponsor was after a little later this evening, apparently the sponsor is a someone that's got a podcasting book on the street, and they essentially paid a donation in conjunction with giving books away. So Dave Weiner said, I'm not going. You have basically broken the rules on an unconference, and it's no longer a non-commercial conference if you're allowing someone to pitch their product to be a giveaway or whatever. So, you know, I had gotten a bunch of email from all of you, and people were asking me if I was going to go, and I know some of you were weighing your decision to go, whether or not I was going to go, and I'm not going, okay? Now, it's not because of this deal. It's just because it's too hard to fly, but you know, that's a, you know, long way to travel for that. And I guess and what it boils down to is it still would have kind of, I think I kind of would have been like, that leaves a bad taste in my mouth. You know, it really, really would have. And, you know, I'm not against any of the other podcast publishers or the authors. I hope they do well, and I hope they've sold a lot of books. I really, really do. Because I know it's a lot of hard work and a lot of sweat and tears go into putting a book together. So I'm hope they've done well, but it's sad to see that PodcasterCon has went down this road, and essentially, instead of upholding the unconference format, have you know they could have told the company, "Hey, we'll take your donation, and you'll get an announcement at the end saying thank you for sponsoring," and people appreciate that. They really, really do. And if you send the author there with the book, you know, that's even better. You know, they can be in on the conversation and they, you know, they get some extra push there. But guess not. So we'll see what happens here. A little discussion on the PodcasterCon.org blog, to say the least. Some comments going back and forth. And I'm sure some people say Dave is overreacting. But I think he's got a point that some of these, if this was going to be a unconference, it should have stayed an unconference. Okay, I got a, I'm sorry, it slipped my mind here real quick. Someone Skyped me this link earlier tonight. It's a OEM solution. It's called Thinking Home Software Solutions, and it's pretty cool. I've been looking through this, and if you guys are looking to modernize your homes to make them real intelligent, this might be a solution. Now, I don't know what the pricing on all this stuff is, and I haven't looked through the full product listing, but wow, talk about, I'd love to have some of this gadget. Some of these are great gadgets for the home to automate your lighting, to automate the heat in your home, to dialing a telephone, all the way to playing music, DVDs, the whole nine yards. It's one of those, you know, one of these solutions that usually millionaires can afford, and it looks like it's for you and me, you know, those of us that are paupers that are working for a living and out there burning the 9 to 5. So I shouldn't say paupers. We're not paupers, but, you know. Anyway, that's it. Hey, how does the sound sound tonight? Can you guys send me a comment back to geeknews@gmail.com and let me know how the modulation sounds? I went through and retweaked the system again tonight. Couldn't find my audio bug that we were having last week. Everything seems to be on track right now, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. Okay, there's a post. You know, I read Ace Adultzer's website. He's in my default RSS feed. And he's got a link up that says there's a peer-to-peer app coming to Firefox. It looks pretty exciting. It's called All Peers, and it's over at the weblog. It's here. The weblog is, I'm going to have to just put it up in a link here because it's at allpeers, allpeers.com. But I put the link up to this, but they've got a peer-to-peer app coming for Firefox. Pretty cool. It looks like the whole web has been full of nothing but predictions. Predictions for the last 3 or 4 days. And I took Jason Calacanis to task on the predictions he's made on podcasting. And you guys probably saw that post on my site. If you didn't, you can go over to podcastconnect.com and read it there. And I think I had it in the Geek News Central feed too. But a lot of predictions, a lot of good ones. And, you know, there's a lot of people that I, blogs that I read, and, you know, some people I really trust. And Steve Rubel is one of those guys. And he writes the micropersuasions.com blog. He's got some pretty good, he's got a 5 or 6 part series of predictions for 2006. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, I'll put both the links up to the two articles that caught my attention on his link. And I guess if you're in the tech world, it looks like there could be a good year for you if the economy continues to kick the way it is, number of new jobs available, etc. Okay, for those of you that are Mac users, you guys can jump up and down. Your platform has surged from 3.29 to 4.11% of all PCs. So you've made it up about 0.9%, I guess, in usage. So I guess you guys are making a little headway here, but, you know, come on. We still know that the various flavors of Windows XP 2000 and sadly 98 still account for over 90% of those measured, but you are making some increase in the utilization. I think that's a direct response to the iPod. You know, people have an iPod and they think, well, next computer, let's try a Mac. So we'll see if that continues to climb over the next year. Now, how many of you have done a Google search recently and got a pop-up page that says, we're sorry, basically, we're sorry, but we can't process your request right now. A computer virus or spyware application is sending us automated requests, and it appears that your computer network has been infected. Now, I've seen that a few times here, and what I suspect that is, and the scuttlebutt on the street is, or the rumors on the street is that what's happening is that those of you that are on broadband and are sitting on a subnet of 255 machines, Google's blocking, it appears, subnets. So maybe someone on your network has a machine that's been hacked and is being used as a denial of service attack or being used in a way that it should not be used. But this is being reported quite heavily and has been in a lot of the forums. It's caused a lot of people some concern because they automatically think that their machines are infected and they have a virus or some spyware, malware, and it turns out they probably don't. But it does give pause to, and maybe what will happen here, and it kind of sucks when this thing pops up, but if they're doing it per a subnet, so that's 255 computers that would be on your subnet, maybe, you know, and most people use Google, so hopefully it will cause some of those people to say, oh, maybe I've got a virus, and maybe give them an opportunity to look at their machines and find out what the heck's going on. It'd be nice if Google could really go after an individual IP on that and give the person's IP that's causing all this traffic some specific instructions. Now, no one's reporting how Google's coming up with this message, but what a way. You know, why don't the ISPs do it? How come the ISPs don't monitor what's going on in their network and then call suspected computers that are causing problems, say, hey, buddy, your computer's hacked. Fix it. Take it offline, or better yet, just disconnect their modem. And then when the customer calls in, say, hey, your computer's got malware, spyware on it. We'll open it up for you, but you need to get this fixed. Let people know they've got a problem. So maybe this is Google's response. I had to take a little sip of the iced tea here. Okay, we all know that night vision goggle stuff is used by the military, but it's being more and more used. You can buy through some of these specialty shops. You can buy handheld night vision devices. And there's a company that is called BLI Lighting Specialists who donated a night vision device to a local police department that is allowing them, the police department, to walk around and use that infrared system without, essentially without turning on a flashlight. So, you know, here's a, you know, it's all about owning the dark, my friends. If you can own the dark, you know, if you're a police officer and you can sneak up on somebody without having to shine a flashlight, I think more power to them. And let's get these in the hands of more police officers so that they can do their jobs and catch these dirty criminals that are out there doing things and stealing stuff out of people's homes and putting people behind bars. Yeah, I think they really, too bad. You know, I think this technology is, price-wise, probably is getting to the point. It says $5,000, but can you imagine every police officer having a night vision device in their car and being able to use that like a radar gun, which gives them a crisp and clear images in pitch dark places? You know, not only that, protection for them, you know, looking around a corner and looking into an alleyway or something. I don't know what the limitations on the device is, but, you know, I'm sure their SWAT teams and stuff have it, but let's get this to all our police officers. I think it would be an added thing to their arsenal. Okay, found a real cool picture, an overhead satellite picture to Niagara Falls. And if you are, you know, you really like a cool desktop pictures, this one may be your next desktop background, because pretty awesome picture of Niagara Falls. And so I'll link that up in the show notes here. This has come from spaceimaging.com. Okay, the RIAA has set their sights on Russia, and I kind of have to laugh. I really do here, okay? Because the RIAA wants to go after people that are, you know, abusing copyright, etc. in Russia. How? Yeah, whatever. Please. And it's, you know, to me, you know what? Copyright, people want to steal software, they want to steal music, they're going to do it. The RIAA is going to have about a fat chance in you know where to be able to make an impact in Russia. And I think they're just making a publicity statement saying that they're going to do that. And I highly doubt that the Russian government is going to allow the RIAA to come in there and cause problems with their citizens. I really do. It's just, I don't see it happening. I really, really don't. And it goes the same way with a lot of other countries, you know. And you go to, I've been to countries, let's take Thailand for example. You can walk into any electronic shop. You can buy mod chips for Game Boys, PS2s, you name it. You can buy the kits right off the shelf. You can get software, whatever. You can order software. They burn you the CDs right there. They're not going to stop this. They're not. The only way they're going to stop this is make software, music, everything affordable, so people just won't want to get hack software no more. You know, I think they could, people, the price differential could be lowered a little bit to attract more people to buy stuff. You know, I've talked about this before, but they're going to have a very, very hard time stopping this. Now, speaking of mod chips, they're saying that the Xbox 360 mod chips are almost available. There was actually a news article last week where three guys got busted in California, I believe, who were selling regular Xbox mod chips, and they were being modified by some guy in his home. They probably had went out of the country and gotten the chips and brought them back or shipped in or who knows where, but they're saying that the Xbox 360 mod chips a couple weeks away, and people are going to, you know, this is probably not good news for Microsoft, but the word on the street is the Xbox is really, really hackable. So we'll see. We'll see what happens here. You know, Microsoft makes no money on the consoles. They make their money on the game. So we'll see if see what happens here. I'm sure Microsoft will be going after these guys in a big way, but it's so huge. I just don't see how they can do it. Now, I'm a big fan of Make Magazine, and I tell you, Philip Tarone over there, if you guys get a chance to meet Philip, he is the ultimate gadget guy, and he's able to get score gear, mod it, do all kinds of crazy stuff with it. You know, this magazine, if you're not subscribed to Make, it's a little bit pricey on the subscription price, but you get one article and you're going to be like, whoa, this is the ultimate geek magazine. And they didn't pay me to say that. I am a subscriber and I don't get a free subscription, okay? But they come up with a video podcast. It's a Make video podcast. It's a glimpse of how it made the 6-minute manufacturing video. You guys need to check this out. This will be a link in the show notes. And it's, you know, view it within your computer if you don't have a video iPod. It's 166 megabytes, okay? So a huge download, but I think that you'll get a kick out of this. I was totally fascinated with what they've done there, and it's, I think you guys will be too. So check that out. All right. Over on, how many of you have got a Windows machine that you've forgotten the password for? Now, we all know that there's a, we can make a password reset disk that can be kept, that you're able to keep. And there's also, you can log in as administrator to change a sub-administrator account. But there's also a lot of other tools out there, password cracking and recovery tools that you guys can check out. So I'll put this link up in the show notes, and I think it'll be well worth your time to check out. One thing I will say, though, is I've got an NT box here that still runs the BBS that I run, even though considering pulling the plug on it at the BBS is at bbsnets.com. And there was a time where I actually had to go in and do a I'd forgotten this machine run for months and months and months, and I forgot what the password was, and I was kind of screwed. I had to go in and get the password reset with a tool. So those are pretty available for NT. I don't know how available they are for XP, but there is some good info here on this this article. How many of you ever owned a Commodore? I'm sure some of you out there had a Commodore 64 or something like that. Well, did you know that the Commodore is making a reappearance at CES? Some of you are like, huh? How is that possible? Well, they're going to introduce their own, they're going to reintroduce a Commodore, kind of a little portable device that they're trying to get into the digital media player realm, and they're also going to have a GPS built into this thing. But they're going to come up with a couple new gadgets that's going to make some of you old school guys that owned Commodores before just kind of wig out. So there's going to be a unveiling at CES where Commodore is coming back with a vengeance. So we'll keep an eye on that, all right? Who would have ever thought? I didn't even know they were still in business. Maybe someone just bought the name. Can someone give me some feedback on that? Because I'm not definitely not a Commodore guy, but I'm sure some of you are Commodore zealots and know the history of Commodore. Okay, over on O'Malley's blog, he's got a real great post up. It's Santa brought some Web 2.0 goodies, and he's got some links here to some websites that I'm not familiar with. I did some snooping around tonight. Thought was pretty good. There's one is called Clipmarks. Another one that's called Digo. There's one that's called Zoho Writer. It's kind of like Writely. And if you guys attended one of our roundtables, you'll see we had demonstrated Writely before. And what else is there over here? There's one that's called Cellfire. And those of you that, those ladies that are out there that are big time into coupons, Cellfire is a new service that allows anyone to download coupons right on their phone. And these coupons can be used at Sharper Image, Hollywood Video, Boston Market, and other places in California. So it's specifically for California area. So if any of the ladies out there are shopping those places, Cellfire may be a way to do that. So we'll see if they expand on their coupon offerings in with that application. So, and he put up a bonus link. Says he's using a photo sharing service called BubbleShare, and it's been in, I guess it's been online for over a year now, but it's just come out of stealth mode, and so people are starting to find out about it. Okay, if you use Flickr, you're going to want to check out the, there's a Flickr stream right now where people can submit their very best picture for 2005. And if you want to waste some time in front of your PC, there's some awesome, awesome pictures in this stream. And there's 1,067 photos that have been submitted already. And it's best pictures of 2005, so you can go up there and submit your best photo. And, of course, if you submit a photo of me, don't tell me about it, okay, because definitely you don't want to see my mug on Flickr. Okay, what else do we have? Okay, Amazon is launching a blog service for authors. So any of you out there that are publishing a book, you can use a service called Amazon Connect, which is going to allow you to not only have your book listing, but also have a blog right within Amazon itself. So another way to reach some of your potential readers and some of those or potential buyers and those that have already bought your book. How many of you have heard about this guy that quit his job at Los Alamos National Libraries, or excuse me, Los Alamos National Laboratory. That was kind of a slam, wasn't it? And he launched a blog that allowed the employees to vent about management problems. Apparently, it's gotten a lot of attention, and this guy's decided, since I'm no longer with Los Alamos, I'm going to move on. And he's going to be shutting down that blog in July. But it's very interesting. I went through and read some of it, and I was kind of like, wow, that people were actually saying what they said within that blog. But it gives you some insight, I guess, into the mindset of some of the smartest people in the world that work at the national labs. Okay, how many of you did not get an iPod in your stocking? How many of you didn't get one from Santa Claus, okay? News.com has a link to the deal of the day, a video iPod shipped for $274. So obviously, it's a little bit cheaper than what you can get it at the Apple Store. Free shipping. So it's a 30 gig video iPod in black ordered and white in stock. How much? It's $274. And it comes from a PC connection. But I'll put this up in the show notes. So if any of you are looking to get that video iPod that you didn't get for Christmas, it's be in the show notes. Okay, my good friends over at Extreme Tech have got a review of a real cool book. And those of you that build your own PCs, you guys hear that? My little one is crying in the background. He is not happy. He's been on this little kick the last couple of days of being, he's always been good, putting to bed, never complained, but I think my wife has her hands full downstairs. 36 minutes, I'm going to have to get up and give her a hand here in a few minutes. So I'm seeming to be the one to calm him down lately. But anyway, Extreme Tech, top things you don't want to forget before you build. Build Ultimate Custom PC. It's a new book in Extreme Tech series. Check that out. And if you build PCs, it might be something you get out of that. There's a good article on ZDNet about why your music collection will bite the DRM dust. And it kind of talks about the downfalls of some of the digital rights management stuff that goes along with Apple and people losing their libraries. Here's a clue, folks. If you are if you have a new Apple iPod and you're buying music on the iTunes Music Store, back up that music. Let me say that again. Back up that music, because if your computer crashes and you lose it, guess what? Sorry, Charlie. No more music. You have to rebuy it or pound your head against the concrete from the lost money. Okay. Here's another article. For those of you that are using Norton Antivirus with Mac OS X, apparently there is a bug in the application. Now, this was released on 22 December. I had missed this, but on Tuesday, Symantec admitted that all versions of Norton Antivirus contains a security vulnerability that could allow a malicious user to remotely take control of the computer. This is pretty common for Windows users. We hear this all the time, but here this is for Apple OS X, okay? So, two things for you Mac folks. And, you know, I'm sure I'm going to get some hate mail back. Number one, this is a secondary app, so obviously it wasn't within Apple's prerogative, but the QuickTime thing, you know, I got some email from someone saying, the Mac will never be hackable. Well, sorry. Here's two instances where it can be. Not to say that it can, only that there is vulnerability. So, you know, as you guys gain that little percentage of market share, we expect to see more of this kind of stuff, okay? Okay, the Progress did dock with the International Space Station on Saturday, December 24th, dropped off 2.5 tons of food, water, propellant, and other supplies for the station, as well as Christmas presents and some other personal items. And so now there are two Progress ships that are, I believe there's two of them that are docked now. They're actually filling the other one with trash before they deorbit it. So they've got two of them docked the station. I think that's the first time in a long time that's happened. Okay, Hubble Space Station has found new rings and two moons found around Uranus. And so this is pretty cool that the Hubble has made some major discoveries. Boy, I tell you, there's a piece of hardware that just, you know, it's like a Timex, keeps on ticking and, you know, it's just done a great, gosh, keeps a licking and keeps on ticking, I guess. Is that the way the the saying used to be? But anyway, they've got some more great satellite image, not satellite image, they've got some great telescope images up of Uranus, so you guys can check that out over at spacetoday.net. And guess what? I'm done. I have got everything covered. Can you guys believe it? For a post-Christmas show, of course, the news was kind of slow. I have, we're at 40 minutes. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's the first time in like a month that we have finished under 45 minutes, and that included my little chat in the beginning. Well, I want to thank all of you. I really, really do. I want to thank all of you for staying subscribed and being a part of our Ohana here at the Geek News Central podcast. And as always, I want to make sure that you stay informed by staying subscribed to the newsletter and getting the updates. As soon as I hit publish tonight, you guys will get the show notes. And make sure you send your comments to geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or call the voicemail hotline at 619-342-7365. People that send audio comments will always get priority on the show. Okay, you send an audio comment to the voicemail hotline, you get priority play. All right, I want to really push this audio comment line. Okay, I really want you guys to use that to full effect. And, of course, continue to send your emails to geeknews@gmail.com. You can Skype me at Geek News Central. I'm sure many of you are still on vacation. Enjoy your time off away from the work and from the... And if you are going back to work, you're with me. I'm back to work tomorrow, too. And but I tell you what, look forward to Friday's show because we're going to do a year in review. I can guarantee we're going to be long, all right? Because I'm going to do my year in review, then we're going to cover the news. But we're going to go into a history of this show. We're going to talk. We're going to get all of you that have not listened to this show before for a long period, have not sat through one of my background talks and all that. We're going to do that this coming Friday. So it'll probably be a real good show. And I've been making my notes. Actually, been working on my notes for 2 or 3 days already on what I want to talk about. So insights, maybe some predictions about what's going to happen next year. But I think what I need to do now is I think I need to go downstairs and help my wife because I think she's got her hands full. But anyway, I want to thank all of you again, and we'll see you on Friday. Happy holidays, and looking forward to a new year. 2006 is going to just be amazing. So aloha, everyone. Take care.
From Honolulu, Hawaii, this has been Geek News Central with Todd Cochran.
Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Subscribe to the Geek News Central podcast at geeknewscentral.com. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening. Aloha.
Aloha.